So we're going to go on and bring in breast cancer. Before we do, Emmanuel, I'm just kind of curious, listening to the data that Katie presented, a lot of data on platinum followed by PARP maintenance, as you just heard, also data on monotherapy, Emmanuel. Any thoughts about which one of those strategies appeals to you more, sort of theoretically, if we do end up moving towards a unified approach, and also specifically in prostate cancer?
Well, the one question that comes up is whether there is cross-resistance between PARP inhibition and platinum therapy. And in prostate cancer, we don't use much platinum, so it's less of an issue. But my understanding is that a lot of the mechanisms that predispose to primary or early platinum resistance also induce PARP resistance as well. And on the other hand, the patients that are platinum sensitive are sort of more de facto PARP sensitive too. So maybe they have a genomic architecture that makes them sensitive to a platinum and also makes them sensitive to a PARP inhibitor. So maybe there's cross-sensitivity and cross-resistance.
Is it known whether, I'm trying to think about platinums and metastatic prostate cancer, do they work in wild type? Do they work in germline?
Well, there's no platinums that have been approved for prostate cancer. There was a trial with an oral platinum called Satraplatin,
right,
that was run by Cora Sternberg. And that study was negative, but it was an unselected population. And there was about a 15 to 20% objective response rate. If that study was done now, and we had selected like an HRD type of population, that may have been positive.
Interesting.